Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com. In this episode, we're going to talk about how witches overcome humiliation. I know a lot of us struggle with being humiliated at times. For example, when I was younger, I just was totally teased and humiliated about my red hair. I have three insights for you. The first one is, separate humiliation from guilt and shame. To make this clear, I will use a work example. If your boss calls you a loser in front of your coworkers, that's humiliation. Shame is if you believe yourself to be a loser. Guilt, on the other hand, is if you do something, you feel bad about the action. For example, if you see something that's wrong and you don't fix it, you can feel guilty about that. It's important to notice that humiliation is from the outside, but it might trigger something inside you, which leads us to the second insight. Connect with how the gods see you. We'll go back to the example of the boss calling you a loser. If you feel upset with yourself, then you might feel shame. However, if you connect with how the gods see you, you'll be able to see that they see you in light and love. They don't see you as a disaster. They created you, and they created me and everyone else. They created us with love and compassion, and that's how we should see ourselves, with love and compassion. And as you see yourself in that light, so you can see your strengths. Our third point is, choose your healthy and strong identity. For example, I have dyslexia. On one of my previous podcasts, I tried to say witches, but I spelled out withes, which is a flexible small branch. Now, I put this in Word, but because it's a real word, it didn't catch it. Unfortunately, I put it up and, well, I had one of my editors tell me that I had it wrong, and so I did change it. But what does this do to my identity? If I look into the identity of what the gods see me as, I get love and compassion. I get a strong sense of worth, and I've just an overall feeling of love for myself because the gods see us with love. My strengths are being consistent with my podcast and my blog posts, and I also like to think through things. So that can be part of my healthy and strong identity. What about you? So if you're facing someone humiliating you, consider looking at yourself through the God's eyes, because you are love and light. You are strength. And what somebody else says is not necessarily true. You need to learn to listen to what the gods have to say. In summary, the first insight was separate humiliation from guilt and shame. The second insight was connect with how the gods see you. And third, choose your healthy and strong identity. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and for more information, visit my blog, GoddessHasYourBack.com. Blessed be.